Blog Talk Radio.
That noise that I'm hearing is not my phone. But if it is, bear with me. Just said welcome to my show this evening. Before I get on with that, I have a little bit of news I want to share with you guys. Today was such a beautiful day. I think the fall is setting in. It wasn't hot. It wasn't cold. It was just right. Today I had a very, very long day at the grocery store. You would not believe. I left out my house at 2 o'clock to go to the store. Got to the store, discovered that something was going on, I had to come all the way back home. You know what time I really got home from the store after I came home and went back? 7 o'clock. I had a headache. I was hungry. And I was a little teeny bit angry. Not a lot, because I'm trying to cut down on being angry and, you know, upsetting myself, stressing myself out. But I guess I got angry because I was hungry. I hadn't ate since I left. And the meal that I ate before I left was maybe at about 11 o'clock. And like I said, I left out of here at 2. Came back maybe at about, I guess it was after 6:30. I do know that. Then I went back to the store. Came back, got in here at 7:30, and I really, you know, got me something to eat and sat down and wound down a little bit, watched a little bit of the X Factor and the news is still terrible. You know, they had another shooting at a school, Cadoza High School, that's in Northwest Washington, a special ed student. They got into an argument in the school, in the classroom, and one of the students went home and came back with a gun, shot the other student in the leg. You know what? I am just so tired of hearing of all these shootings till it's not funny. Then Saturday, there was a horrific accident in front of my house. Horrific. I mean, it was just terrible. And the person who got out to help was the one who got hurt in the whole accident. Car was going on up the wrong side of the street and hit these young people in another car. Their car wrapped around a tree. It was so fortunate that they even got out of that car. And if you saw the car, you would say to yourself, how did anybody survive this accident? But, you know, God is good. They survived it. And a gentleman who had got out of his car had parked on the street on the other side. And to assist these, you know, the people who was hit first, lo and behold, I'm standing there trying to get the police, and they had, you know, when I called the police 911, they said, because of a high volume of calls, you'll be on hold for a minute. Don't hang up. Okay, well, I'm just glad that nobody died that night. But anyway, getting back to the accident scene, so I'm standing there screaming and hollering, telling them where to come to, and they're asking me, you know, I guess on the cell phone they can't pull up the destination where people are at, so I'm trying to explain to him it's directly across the street from where I live on Central Avenue. But I live on 34 Maryland Park Drive. So he said, well, is it on Maryland? I said, no, it's directly across my house on Central Avenue. So eventually, while I'm talking to him, I looked up and I saw another car coming up the street. And I'm standing there like a deer caught in the headlights. And I said to myself, he's not going to stop. So he ran in back of the car of the gentleman who had stopped to help the people who was in the first accident. So I'm screaming to the police, it's been another accident, you need to get here quick. But I didn't know that the guy was hurt until my daughter and they were standing over beside the car, because it ran into that car, then that car ran into the other car. So this guy, he was laying on the ground, and I didn't know how severe his injuries were until the ambulance got there. Both of his legs appeared to be broken. His ankle looked like it was broke, and the white meat was coming out of one of his legs. I mean, it was just horrible. So I just, you know, been, you know, just going through a little bit this weekend. But God is good. Everybody's okay, and that's a blessing. So I hope everybody else is having a beautiful week, and we're going to get on with the show. Tonight's topic is let's have a menage a trois. With that being said, I'm going to bring in my co-hosts, both of them. Danny, how are you?
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Is that my phone sounding crazy?
I believe so, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Hi, Rhea. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I don't know. I'm going to have to see what's going on with my phone because it's sounding crazy. I'm going to switch phones, see how that works. Does it sound any better?
See, I can't hear what you all were hearing.
Huh?
Yes, you sound better to me. Yes, you sound better to me. This is Danny. You sound better.
Well, it sounds like
I don't hear anything else now.
Huh?
I said I can hear you better now.
Wow. I don't know. I hope this isn't going to mess up the show. But anyway, we're going to get on with the topic in hand. Let's have a menage a trois. I want to say one thing about menage a trois. It's something that I can't participate in simply because I'm a selfish lover. I cannot be with two people at the same time, you know, and I'm not saying anything, you know, whoever does that, you know, that's, you know, all right by me, but it's just my preference. I just can't be with, I can't be with two men. I can't be with a man and a woman because I want it all for myself. I'm just, you know, that's just me. But people who do that, you know, more power to them, and hopefully, you know, it's it doesn't start any problems, because I've seen on different television shows and even read in the newspapers and different things how people would participate in menage a trois, and the next thing you know, the husband has left the wife for the woman who was in the menage a trois, or the wife left the husband for the man that was in the menage a trois, you know, and it's just something that I wouldn't indulge in, but I'm quite sure that the people who do indulge in it, maybe they didn't have those intentions from the beginning, but it's probably was because maybe the person who was invited into the menage a trois was better than the partner. So, you know, you're going to go wherever it's good, I guess. So that's my take on it. I just don't, wouldn't participate in one. So, you have anything to say about that, Danny?
I mean, again, each his own. I'm
right.
Definitely into it. Again, you know, I don't knock anybody that don't want to try it. I'm just an open female. I just
right.
I try anything once, so that's just me. I personally just had one. So, you know, again, you know, I enjoyed it. I love it. I can be honest and say that my favorite menage a trois was the father and son.
A father and son?
It was a father and son. The son, I was just, you know, we was just casually dating. We wasn't like a couple or anything. We just casually had sex and, you know, go out and hang out. And his dad had just turned a certain age. And, you know, I thought it was a game, like, at first, because, you know, we was all out drinking, celebrating his dad's birthday. And I thought it was a game and thought it was a joke when he came to me and asked me about it, and I was all game for it. So, you know, I enjoyed it. I had fun, and I could tell you that those two were the best that I had. I mean, I engaged also in two females and a guy and a girl. I didn't enjoy the guy and the girl at that moment. It just wasn't my twist. The girl got kind of jealous, so it's just, it was like a bad situation. It started off good, and she brought it on. She asked, and again, I would encourage anybody not to do that with friends. Again, me and her to this day are not friends because of that. So, and again, she brought it on. She asked for it. She wanted me to do it. And it came up that we are no longer friends because he got jealous, she got jealous, and it was just a whole mess. So if anybody that wants to participate in a menage a trois, I would definitely get an understanding if you want to do it with a girlfriend or a guy friend or whatever. Hopefully y'all two get it together. Guys are more, it is what it is. You know, guys will still be friends after they tag team girls or whatever you want to call it. But females, you know, we are very emotional. So I would definitely get an understanding if you are a female and you want to do it with you feel comfortable with another female friend. I would definitely get some understanding between y'all two because, I mean, it can end up bad. For me, it did. I lost a friend because of that, and it was just weird. The two girls that I had the menage a trois was, it just wasn't, I needed a dick. I'm sorry, I needed some dick in the mix, and I couldn't do with a dildo too much, and it was just, I'm just personally don't like dildo, so it just didn't work quite well for me with the two girls. But, you know, we made it work, and we had fun. But, again, I had the father and son. I would say that was my best menage a trois.
Oh, okay. So I understand, because I've had a show once about menage a trois, but it was under the heading Men's Greatest Fantasy of Being with Two Women. Now, menage a trois can work, I understand, if you set boundaries, if you set rules. And one of the rules is try not to have menage a trois with friends. because that can, just like you just said, ruin a relationship. Then another one is if you set boundaries. If you tell, especially if you're married or if you're having, if this is your significant other, say like some women like to let their husband or significant other have a menage a trois for a birthday gift or anniversary or, you know, just surprise them with it. And you need to like set rules, like maybe you don't want this other person to, you know, kiss your significant other, or you may not want this person to orally please your significant other. You know, if you lay boundaries and rules down, I understand it can work like that, because sometimes, you know, if you're having a menage a trois and you haven't laid any rules down and someone's kissing your man, you know, this is why I can't have one, because I'd be ready to go upside her head, his head, and, you know, so if you don't set any boundaries, you know, I don't want you kissing my man, I don't want you putting your lips on his dick, you know, things like that, and you get everything squared away from the beginning, you know, and then I guess a menage a trois can work. But then I guess if you put so many stipulations on it, then what's the point?
Right,
you know,
right.
But I do understand that there has to be some type of boundaries and some type of rules laid out before you enter into a menage a trois, because some people are just basically getting together and thinking everything's going to get good and be cool, when after it's over, this person says to herself, wow, she sucked my dick better than my wife.
Right, you know, so he might
be tipping out, you know, being with that other woman. So, you know, just set those boundaries and make rules and, you know, follow them. Because if you don't, like they say, Jody got your girl and gone.
True.
So when you had the father and son, and that's something else. I don't know, I really, two men. I know that's a lot of women's fantasy, to be with two men. So how was that? Was that the first time?
It was never my fantasy. Yes, it was definitely my first time, but it was never one of my fantasies. But it just happened to be at that moment, at that time. We were just, like, again, it was his dad's birthday. We all had went out for drinks and everything. And, you know, we had a great time and we came back. Yes, he was married. And his wife, of course, was away on vacation, and it was just us three, you know, at the house, whatever. Me and the son engaged in sex, what we were doing and having fun, and, you know, we had that break moment. He left, and, you know, I'm just relaxing and, you know, still in the influence, but not as drunk. Of course, I know what's going on. He came back, and he had asked me to have sex with his dad. Well, at first, it started off as having given head to his dad, would I give him his dad some birthday head? And I said, huh? I said, stop playing. You're just fooling with me. But he was like, no, I'm for real. So I was like, whatever, go ahead and bring your dad in. Stop playing. And his dad came, and I was just like, wow, like, okay, like, really? Oh, this is about to go down? I was like, okay. And so it just went down. I proceeded to give him head, and, you know, his son was still, like, fingering me. So it was just, like, you know, it was just normal. Like, it was like a take-turn thing. At that moment, I wasn't into the ass penetration. So it wasn't, like, double penetration at that time with them two. It wasn't even like that. It was just more of giving head to dad and, you know, his son have sex with me in the back and, you know, fuck me from the back. And, you know, we switched off and, you know, I rolled his dad and, you know, stuff like that. So, I mean, again, at the end of the day, it was just a fun and joy of it. Time and to this day, it's funny because I ran into his son on Facebook, and Facebook is so powerful. But again, I ran into his son on Facebook, and we still like laugh and joke about it, and, you know, to this time. And his dad, you know, still alive, and you know, we still laugh and joke just, you know, among us about the situation. But again, I enjoyed it. That was my favorite threesome if I had to pick a menage a trois. If I was to do it again, I think that I would probably do two guys again. I think that would be my first time again. Would probably be two guys. I'm with the guy and the girl. Long as she's, you know, she has to be hot, she has to be thick. You know, I have certain preference that I like when I deal with a woman. So, you know, I am bisexual, so, you know, there's a certain preference that I like when I deal with a woman. So, I mean, if she fit those, you know, credentials, then I'm great. Then we can all go for it. But, again, my favorite threesome was the two, you know, the father and son, the two guys, you know.
Did the dad know that, did he know before you started it, or how did he, his son just told him at the last minute, or was that planned?
I don't know if it was like a talk or conversation at the bar with him and his dad. For me and him, it wasn't planned. Like, this wasn't even in the mix. It was just going out with dad to have some drinks with him since he was here by himself. We was going to spend time with him and enjoy his birthday. And we was going back to the house and get it in, just me and him. So that was the conversation that I got. And so we engaged and had sex, and then he was just like, you know, I'll be back. And when he'd be back, he came back with that. And I'm like, what? Like, he got to be shitting me. Like, whatever. And, you know, my thing is, don't never challenge me, because that's one thing about me. Now, not everything I do is a challenge. No. You know, everything that's thrown at me, I don't do. But my whole thing, I'm spontaneous. So it's like, you go ahead and play with me if you want to. You play with Danny if you want to, because I'm going to be like, sure, let's go. And, you know, I make you bite your words. But apparently that day I bit my own words that day. So, you know, I had fun. I enjoyed it. It was fun to me.
So you mentioned that you had lost a friendship with your girlfriend. How did that actually happen? What was it that you did that caused her to, I guess y'all don't speak anymore, or y'all not being friends anymore in the menage a trois?
That, what happened was, we were talking, and we had done it before, me and her, because I remember when we were in high school, she was, like, in our senior year, she all of a sudden wanted to be just straight gay. So that was something that I was into, but I had never experienced. And she was my first experience as far as a female. So I knew she was like that. And, you know, again, she was bisexual. We had a fun time. And even that moment when we got out of high school and, you know, we were young adults and she had her own place that I moved in and we engaged in it, we even had a fallout then. And she started to act weird and funny. And I didn't know what that problem was like. You know, when I start to talk to men, because we didn't have this conversation where we was going to do this and be a couple. We just had a general conversation that we was trying something. She was showing me something, and I was wanting to try it for the first time. And that was it. That's the conversation that I got. And even then, like back then, we fell out. And I started dating another guy, and she started getting mad and jealous. So I, you know, our friendship had slowly stopped then. And then, you know, later in years, we found each other again. And, you know, we just, you know, have friends or whatever. So when this situation occurred again, I had told her that, well, you know what happened the last time we stopped being friends. So I don't want to go through that. No. I talked to him, and he was down for it. And, you know, I choose you because we did this before, and I'm comfortable with you. So it was just like, okay. In my head, I'm like, no, I shouldn't do it because I already know where it's going to go. But if she says she changed and she don't want to do it anymore, you know, she's not that person, we're still going to be cool, then so be it. Okay, I'm all game for it. So we had all planned to go to Atlantic City, and to be honest, his homie was there, so I guess it was supposed to be all of us together. It was just the way that it was supposed to have gone down. We went to Atlantic City. We were supposed to go to Atlantic City. We ended up not going, so we just got a room in Jersey somewhere. And we chilled, and we hung out and stuff like that. And the young man that he had bought, he had a curfew, and it was just crazy. So we took him home, and her dude was at the hotel by herself, and we were getting something to eat, and we had that conversation. So she was just like, you know, are you cool with it? And I'm like, I'm good. Are you cool with it? We had that conversation. Everything went flowy. Everything was fine. The last moment that I know, everything was cool. Everything was fine. We went there. We engaged in different stuff. Like, you know, I started to eat her out, and I started to suck on him, and she started to, you know, eat me out and stuff like that. So we all took turns, and we did it. We had fun. We ended up all sleeping together, went to bed. Everything was fine. I woke up that morning. We did it again. Everything was fine. Everything was cool. Even after that, that weekend, we went away, me and her, went away to the beach, and we had fun. So, I mean, it wasn't nothing going on. Everything seemed like it was cool. Maybe about a few days after that, she emailed me, you know, Facebook me, and was just telling me, you know, that he was having a problem because she came over to my house and we were just holding a conversation. My cousins was here, so we all was just talking. And I guess she stayed longer than what he expected her to stay. And when she went back home with him, it was just like, oh, you was over there eating Danny out and you was doing all of this. And you was, and it wasn't even like that. So it caused the problem with her and him having an argument. And then so when I came into the mix again, she approached me like, you know, I just want to chill for a minute. And I said, huh? And she was just like, I'm just going to chill. Like, we're going to slow down as far as hanging out. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, again? Like, we about to do this again. And it was just like, you just started dating him. Like, really, like, come on. Like, we've been friends since day one. Like, come on. We done been through this again. We done had ups and downs. And you going to diss me over him? Like, for real, like, that's how we going to do this. For real. And it was just like, you know, I just don't want to make him upset and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, whatever. And exactly, I did what I do. I backed off. I deleted her off my Facebook page, and I took her number off. And matter of fact, I got a whole new number, so she don't even know my number. I didn't block her. I just deleted her, and I don't, you know, we have mutual friends because of school and, you know, church and stuff like that. But I don't deal with her. I haven't talked to her since that day. I haven't reached out to her and don't plan on reaching out to her. I mean, again, I'm at an age where I'm too old for that now. Now, we both talked about it. We agree with it. I'm not young. We're not back at that kid stage where we were young adults. We're grown women with kids. You know, you with kids and everything. And we're a lot older, and we understand what we were talking and what we were doing. So, and I had got an update with her not too long ago from someone saying that she's not with that dude no more. She's with a whole total another dude. And I was just like, okay, she needs to get her life together. So I'm good. I'm okay. And that's just how our friendship ended. So I'm not lost. I'm used to this. So, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm used to it. So go ahead. Enjoy your life. And God bless you.
So do you think maybe the guy she was with, her boyfriend or whatever, had told her that he liked what you did to him?
I didn't really get a conversation like that when we talked of what them two talked about, so I'm not really sure. He didn't try anything. Like, cause you know how most guys are when, you know, when she's not in the room, they would say something smart to you or make a comment or a joke or something. He wasn't like that because, again, like I said, after that, we still all hung out, bowling and everything, and it wasn't like that. So I don't know what the conversation or what happened. All I know is that she claimed that he started tripping. So, I mean, I don't know if he really was tripping or if she felt some type of way because of what happened, or maybe they did have that conversation and she decided she wanted to use that to be the escape route for me and her to, you know, no longer. So she wouldn't have that issue again if she thought that something.
Do you feel that you was better with him than she was?
Of course. Yeah, I'm tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. Because she don't know how to suck dick. So in that department, she didn't really too much go down on him. Like, she didn't like him. And even when we had sex, she stopped me when I was doing head. Like, I didn't give him the full, whole blown, you know, 17 minutes, 20 minutes, or however long I can go. I didn't give him that. Mm-hmm. I gave him a short amount because she stopped it. So apparently, you know, when... It's like you. I guess she became a selfish lover at that moment when he started to moan and he started to enjoy it. She stopped it. And I didn't, you know, I didn't get offended. I just said, okay, whatever. And I went back eating her, and, you know, we was all cool. I just never went back doing him that night. I never went back to do that again because she felt some type of way. I guess I was too long or too good or whatever the case may be. So, you know, that could have triggered
it. So y'all never set any rules from the beginning. Y'all just got into it.
Right. Right, it wasn't no rules, it wasn't no, you're not going to do this, or she's not going to do this, or he's not going to do that. Mm-mm. What he did not do, he did not, like, he didn't physically eat me out, he didn't eat me out. All the thing he did was, like, penetrate me from the back, but he really didn't. Like, he didn't really screw me, he just, you know, rubbed his dick on me. So he didn't screw me, he didn't fuck me at all. So he didn't. He didn't do anything. He just, you know, penetrated me while I was eating her out. So it was like a lot of Philly touchy with me and him. I physically, you know, gave him head, but that was it. And, you know, and I didn't even give him the full blown because she stopped it. So more interaction out of those, that threesome was me and her, really, of the full action of sex, of anything, was just me and her. So I, to this day, like, I still, like, It don't bother me, but it bothers me because you don't really know exactly why. It's just that that's the last conversation I had was he started acting funny and she's just going to take a chill. But now you're not with him. You're with somebody else. So now I'm wondering, what was it really about? Like, did you escape? Did you just didn't want to be bothered? Did you just wanted to use me for that moment because you knew I was that friend that was down for that? So did you want to make it seem like you were in the crowd? Like, just, I mean, it was a lot of, it's a lot of thoughts that go through my head with that. But, you know, I am not sweating it, you know. That's your loss, you know.
So, so what did you learn from that particular menage a trois?
I would never, ever, 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 ever do it with a friend again. Never, ever do it with a friend again. I wouldn't. I wouldn't even engage with a friend again. I don't care how much cool we are, especially if you're a close friend. Because, again, me and her grew up together. We was a close friend. We did things together. And, you know, we shared that sexual moment, but we were still friends after that sexual moment. We were still friends, and, you know, I'm her her daughter's godmom. So, you know, we had that relationship. We went to different places together. So my lesson out of that, well, I won't engage with a friend. I mean, I would set you up with somebody else maybe I know, or I will go online and find you a swinger or find you somebody, but it won't be me. You know, much as I might want to entertain and have fun with y'all and don't want to seem like I think I'm better, no. It's just that I already lost a friend because of that. So my learning off of that, I won't never do it with a friend again.
Wow. Wow, because it just seems like maybe you guys should have set some boundaries before you even entertain the situation, you know, because that's what I was saying. Things happen like, you know, you lost a friend on account of, and you really, like, don't know what was going on in her mind. But obviously from how you tell the story, it seems that, and then the guy, he wasn't really too much of a participant as far as, like, dealing with you. Well, did he have oral sex with her, or he just was getting everything?
He was just getting everything. He didn't perform oral sex on me or her.
Mm. Oh, so it was like that. So that.
So, and I mean, It's like, it sounds weird, but I mean, it just sounds like he was just there just to see us to do it. And whatever he wanted, he didn't really get from me because he didn't get a full blow job from me and he didn't even get to fuck me. So it was like really a waste for him, but I guess it turned him on in a way to where he's seen two girls get it in. But I mean, basically that's all he got. I mean, what else did you get? That's basically all that you got. So.
Right, so it just sounds like he was there just to see you guys entertain each other.
Right.
And some men,
right,
that's what some men like. They like to see two women together, you know. And as soon as you mention, well, I want to see two men together, oh, no. You know, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And I've seen two men together in a video. And the very first time I saw that, I was like, it was some years ago when the very first time I saw it. But, it, you know, it was really like, so that's what men do. And I also noticed that watching a man do it to another man is completely different. Well, not completely different, but it appears to be a different way that he satisfies a man orally compared to, you know, how women do. So they say once you...
Right.
Once you with they always say once you go with a female, you, that's what you want all the time, and once you be with a man, that's what you want all the time. But I think that maybe if you guys had laid some rules down, perhaps, you know, or either found out from the beginning what this guy was about, because it just seemed like he just wanted to watch.
Right. And I mean, and she, I mean, the way that I take it, that she didn't know him that long. She just started dating him and just started talking to him. And, you know, me and her, I guess, just started coming back, connected with each other again. And she was already knew what type of chick I was. So, you know, I was definitely down for it. So she never had to sugarcoat anything with me, you know, keep it 100 with me. And I figured that she wanted, I don't know if she wanted to prove something to him. Like, yeah, I got it down as, you know, female that's willing, you know what I mean, a girlfriend that's about it, whatever. So I don't know how she played it off, because there's a lot of thoughts behind that, because I don't know the conversation them two had to even start that, because when I had first, when we first started talking, it was supposed to be just me and her. And I had said that I wasn't going to do it. And when I said I wasn't going to do it, it was just supposed to be me and her. And I said, well, how are we going to do that with him in the room? And she was like, oh, he's not going to touch you. He's not going to do anything. And I'm like, come on, dummy. Like, for real? Like, there's no man in their right mind that's going to sit there and watch two female. Now, I'm not saying that there's not. But I know guys that maybe never had it. Like, you're excited, and you want to touch. You want to feel, especially if that's your girl. You're going to definitely feel in touch on her. And then you're going to try to sneak and get a feel on the next chick. So you're not going to really tell me that this guy, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, he's not going to want to, he's going to hear us moaning and groaning over the next bed, and he's not going to want to touch and join us. I mean, you're not going to fool me. Oh, no, he's not going to touch. So, I mean, in the beginning, it was a no. Maybe I should have stick to my guns and kept my foot down and said no and not do it at all. But it was like, okay, whatever. I'm with it. I ain't gonna be the pussy in this one. I ain't gonna be the one to back down, like, because I don't want anybody to think that I'm a pussy, or do I want anybody, like, I'm into it. So it didn't bother me. I was into doing the threesome. I'm into it, but it was just like, you know, you challenged me, so it was like, all right, you put me in a situation, I'm gonna handle it. And maybe that kind of, my attitude at that moment should have been, okay, no, I'm really not going to do it to take me home. And, you know, the more I think about the situation, the more I think that maybe I should have just put myself out and stuck to my gun and said no, not even do it. But, again, a part of me wanted it and enjoyed it, you know, thought it was going to be fun. You know, I thought that it was going to be one of these moments where we can laugh and talk about it and still chill. But apparently that's not the way that it ended.
Well, what I'm listening to and what I'm thinking, what's going on in my mind, this guy could have been a possibility that he was gay or bi or on a down low or something. Did you get that
impression?
I don't
know. I get gay vibes. I get gay vibes. So I didn't get that from him. Really, honestly, I didn't get that from him. I'm not going to say I'm always right, but I normally get gay vibes. And I'm not. I didn't get that. I really didn't. I didn't pick that up. Nah, it could be something totally different, but I didn't pick that up.
Because I wasn't
really
even there. But, you know, just listening to the story, it just seems kind of far-fetched for him to not, you know, participate. And then the fact of the matter, you don't know how she carried out the conversation with him as far as what y'all was going to do. You know, so my thing to you is, and if anybody else is listening who wants to engage in a menage a trois, is to set some type of boundaries, you know, give out some rules, have, you know, your partner there and the person that you're going to engage in this adventure with. And friends are not good to indulge in menage a trois. I've seen and heard so many horror stories of, you know, people losing friendships and marriages breaking up and relationships breaking up because a girl invited her good girlfriend, you know, to give her boyfriend a menage a trois on his birthday. And the day after his birthday, he ran off with the friend.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with if that's what you want to do, you know, do it. But
right,
you have
right.
to be very careful when you do engage in it because it can cause a multitude of problems, you know. So if you don't want to cause any problems, make sure you lay down the rules and follow them.
Right, right.
You know, if you lay down some rules, you got to follow them. And I'm telling you, if I was to, and I can't even participate in menage a trois because, number one, I'd be telling, I don't want you to kiss him. I don't want you to go down.
Right.
You know, it'd be so much you couldn't do. So what's the point? You know?
Right, right,
but,
right.
then you have people that basically get into it and can restrain from being with that other person regardless of how good they are because that's just what they do. You know?
Right, right. You're right.
So you have to be very, very careful when you engage in a menage a trois. Rhea?
You're definitely right.
I'm here.
Do you have any questions, darling?
No, I'm just sitting back and listening.
Okay. Okay.
Can't interject
or
share with that. I'm not built that way. I say I can't interject or share on this subject because I'm just not built that way.
Okay. We have a Let's see, who is... We have a caller on the line. I'm going to bring this caller in. Caller 267, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Do you have a question or comment with tonight's topic?
A little bit. I called actually to support Danny. She told me to tune in tonight, so I was tuning in to see, you know, just to take a listen to your show.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
well,
thank you, honey.
Do you have any questions or comments? I do encourage my listening audience to participate in the topics that we discuss. You know, you don't have to give out your name or anything, but it, you know, it will add to the flavor of the show.
Me personally, I've never had a menage a trois, but I've always wanted to have one. And it's like, you know, I've done it. It's just like one of the things on my fantasy, like to experience two females at the same time. Like, I'm very into pleasing, so, like, to be able to please two females at the same time would be a good thing for me.
Okay. Now, suppose you get two females, and one of them wants you to just, you know, constantly be on them. How are you going to handle that situation?
We're gonna have to share it. Like, that's the we got. I believe you should lay ground rules before you go into that. That, you know, everybody is equally pleased. But I also
I do also think
that it might become a time when you may be more sexually attracted to one than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say that is a good question?
Yeah, because somebody's going to do something better than the other one. Somebody's going to do less than what the other one did. So, you know, I've heard that this one guy, he said he had a menage a trois. He said he would never do it again. He said because one of the girls, like I had asked you the question, one of the girls had one, kept, you know, pulling him off of the other girl. And the other girl got an attitude, and he was just like, he satisfied one of them, and when he did that, he was tired, so he couldn't satisfy the other one. So they was like arguing back and forth, and I said, wow, that's terrible to be in a situation where you're supposed to be pleasing somebody and you're arguing, you know. So it gets to a point where, you know, you have to make a decision. Do I really want this? Is this for me? Because everybody's not cut out for menage a trois either.
Right. Like, I've been to swinger parties and things like that, but I've never had it on an intimate, just me and two females. So I definitely see what you say. But there's been time where it might be me, a male friend of mine, and another female. And just like you just said, like, that female may like something that he's doing to her more than what I'm doing. So it's like, you know, sometimes you feel like the odd man left out. And then sometimes you might be the one who is more pleasing than the other person that's in the room. So some complications do arise in that. Then sometimes it's just wonderful. Like, you know, everybody is pleased. Everybody's having fun. So it's like, I would love to experience that. So just to, you know, just something to check off on my bucket list, I guess.
So if you were to do that, which one would you do first, with two girls or another guy and a girl?
I mean, I've done another guy and a girl, but it's like I'm not into guys, so it's strictly about the female. Like, so I want to experience the two females in me. I want to be selfish for a night.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a thing where I don't think that another two guys and a girl, I wouldn't really think that, well, in some cases they may be gay or whatever, but what if it was a straight guy, another straight guy as yourself and a young lady? Would you enjoy that
Yeah, I've done that.
Oh, so you've done it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've done that. But it's like in today's society, that's not really considered a threesome for some reason. Like, from
well,
a female point of view. Huh? Right, and you're
it's
absolutely
three
right. But for
I
some
mean,
reason.
A spark consists of three people. It could be two females and a male, or two males and a female. It could be same sex. But it's basically three people engaging in a sexual activity.
Right. So, well, okay, so I've done that, but now I want the two females and myself. I want to, you know, like I said, I want to be selfish. No guys. No guys allowed.
So you actually think that you can satisfy two females?
I believe so.
Well, this,
I honestly believe so.
Okay, as long as you believe it, it'll probably work for you. But, you know, make sure you set those rules.
I'm a determined individual. Like, when I set my mind to something, I just go for it. Like, I go hard for it.
No, well, there's nothing wrong with that. If you, you know, you got it on your mind and you're going for it, then, you know, go for it. You know, do what you do. Do you have these females in mind? Make sure now that they're not friends, because it may end a friendship. Because I'm quite sure you just heard Danny's story.
Yeah, like as of right now, no, I don't have two females in mind. I have one female that I would love to. I think she would definitely be down for it and be into it. So I just gotta try to persuade her into, I guess, reveal some applications for the job to see if we can find another female.
Well, what makes you think she's down for it? You guys talked about it?
I know she's into it. Like, have I talked about it with me in particular and her? No. But I know she's into it. I know that she enjoys that. So, and I have a little confidence that she will be, that she'll be down for it. She seemed like the, you know, you want to have fun and let's see what it's about type of female.
Oh, okay. All right, then. I'm glad it worked out for you when you was with the first young lady and the guy. So what was
I've done that a couple times. Like, the first time I did that, I was about 16. It was a girl at my... A friend of mine was working at this place, and I used to go up there, you know, hang out with him, go see him at his job, and the girl up there was attracted to me. So she was like, you know, she wanted to go there with me. So we went back to his place. I think I was walking her home or something like that, but he was walking along with us. So we wound up back at his place, and just one thing led to another. And we actually, from one spontaneous moment, we actually started doing that. It became like a weekend ritual. Like, every weekend, it was us three.
Wow. And you were 16 when that happened?
Yeah.
Wow. That's kind of young, isn't it, to be involved in a menage a trois?
I've always been sexually, I've always been into sex, just put it like that. Like, I've always been into sex since a very young age, whether it be, you know, watching adult movies or masturbation or actually having sex. Like, I've always been, like, I'm a very, very sexual person. So it's like it started at a very young age.
How old are you now?
I'm 26.
Okay, you talk like you're an old man. You still young, 26.
I'm not an old man. No, not at all. But I've done some things. You know, I just like my thing is before I settle down, and I want to settle down very soon. Like, I'm 26. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not old, but at the same time, I'm not getting any younger.
Right.
Certain things I want to I want to try to get done, so to speak, just in case when I do find that one person, she's not into that, and I won't be pressed for it because, you know what, I've been there, I've done that. Now it's time to live this happy family life. So it's like, I don't want to go into a relationship trying to build a family, and I still got things that I haven't tried yet, and it's still on my mind because I don't want to cheat and I don't want to break up something that could be, you know, potentially good for me.
Right, so you want to sow all your oats before that time comes.
Right.
That makes sense.
Oh, well, that's...
I think that's a smart thing. I think that's... I definitely
think that's a smart move that you,
yeah,
you made. So when you... My question to you is when you... See, the thing about it is when guys do a threesome and females do a threesome, when a guy engages, like he wants it and he set it up, it always works. I'm telling you, it works for a guy when he sets it up and get two girls to do it. It seems to work well. When a female sets it up and she wants it, whether it be with her dude and another girl, for like my situation, it always seems to be an emotional situation when a woman sets it up. Unless, I don't know why it seems like that, but I'm telling you, when a guy sets up a threesome, it just seems like,
you know
a
why?
You tell me why.
This is why I think, because, all right, and it might be a little blunt, but when a female is picking these people, she want to be able to trust them. So she's picking with her heart. We're picking with our penis, so we don't care. As long as they both want to come have some fun, then let's do it.
And that makes sense.
Well,
and you're right.
I don't care if y'all go do y'all thing afterwards. I don't care if one come back or not. A female is like, okay, I want to be able to trust this chick. She can't want to do you afterwards. Like, I got to be able to trust her. And then the girl that comes in, so like, you know what? She not even really trusting me now. I'm going to go get her man while she's not home. And like, it just leads to a bunch of bull crap. So let the man pick them. Y'all have fun.
Yeah. And you're then, right. like you had said, men pick with their penis. Generally, a man will pick two women who don't know each other.
Right.
So a woman right. My girlfriend, she's down for it. You know, you
right.
get your girlfriend
right.
over there and you find out something different.
That's
so,
what she
you
messes
up. You have to, right, don't bring your girlfriends into it. You know, that's not a really a good thing to do because it can ruin a relationship or a friendship.
Like a guy will wake up, okay, it's Friday, it's a party at this bar tonight, let's see if I can get two chicks. A girl want to sit down and map out a game plan, like have an alternate partner just in case this one can't make it. Like,
yeah. Yeah,
you're
well,
right.
that's how
you're
women
right.
are. They're particular and they're emotional. You know, the emotions are involved, you know, because you're saying, well, I'd rather have my girlfriend here rather than a stranger. But I think it would be better if you had a stranger there because, number one, you if you get somebody that's from out of town, that person goes back out of town. You don't have to worry about them seeing them or talking to them until probably the next time you want to have another menage a trois. But if you get your girlfriend live next door and something goes wrong, you're going to be wanting to move away. You're going to be wanting to fight. You know, it's just going to start a whole big mess.
If he was good, then the next time you got to go to work, man, she want to come over and ask, can he fix the sink or something like that, knowing damn
yep.
well ain't nothing wrong with the sink. Like,
yep, that's
she
what happens.
She's going to lay some pocket, huh?
That's what happens. So people need to first, like, set the rules. And rule number one, do not involve your girlfriend in a menage a trois with you and your boyfriend.
Like,
rule number two,
mm-hmm.
huh? Rule number two, make sure, huh?
All right, I'll let you go, and then I'll talk. Go ahead, rule number two.
Okay, I'm almost forgetting rule number two. Rule number one, like I said, don't get involved with a girlfriend. Rule number two is to set rules. And the rules can be anything that you want. And everybody needs to sit down together and set the rules and make sure they're accepted. Because if one person doesn't want to accept it, then that means that the menage a trois should be off. because that person is not going to be cooperative, and it's no need in you, you know, getting involved in something if the person is not going to do what, you know, you asked to do. Rule number three, use protection. And make sure that the environment that you're in is safe, clean, nice, sensual. I can't think of any more rules right now, but those are the main. Oh, check the person's health status as well. Make sure they're not harboring any STDs or anything like that. And, you know, you do that, you wear protection anyway, but some people don't. But, you know, if you don't, make sure you check the person's health records and have fun.
That's basically
at the end of the day, that's what you're supposed to do. That's the way you're supposed to walk away with that experience, is to have fun, especially because that's what you go into, especially if you never had it. And then if you had it, it's been a while, or, you know, just the environment and the people that you're with. You know, if everybody's cool with each other, we're laughing, we're joking, and that's the way that it should. I mean, the way that it began, it should end the way, you know. It should be to the point where, like, damn, let's do it next weekend. I mean, that's just, you know, my mental tolerance about it. That's the way that it should be. But, you know, it don't never really end. Like I said, I learned my lesson far as, you know, doing it with a friend that I'm so close with, and, you know, we like sisters, and I'm good. You know, I'd rather do it, you know. And my male friends and my male homies, it's funny, I can do that with them, and we still be like best of friends. Like I said, even with the father and son, we still cool to this day. So with guys, it's like always great and good. Females,
I bet you.
Y'all things are so emotional. You're like, you know what, never mind.
I bet you probably brought that father and son closer than they have ever been before.
And you know what? It is possible. It is possible. You know, it's definitely possible, you know. We'll never know. But, you know, I mean, like I said, I still, you know, conversate with both of them and still laugh and joke. More with the son, anyway, and stuff like that. But, like I said, with my homies, guy friends, like, I have no problem. See, I have... Danny has more male friends than anything, and everybody knows that. I have more male friends than anything. Female friends, I'm not really too close with it. They like more family. And that's it. They're just more family. But other than that, it, you know, like I said, you're right. That's the number one rule. Don't do nothing with friends, like, literally.
Right.
Unless it's all male friends, then, you know, so be it.
Right. We have another
Okay.
Okay, you can bring this caller in. Caller 267, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you? Do you have a question? I'm okay. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I do have a comment. You know what I mean? I'm sitting here and I'm listening to y'all, and we're talking about menage a trois. And I feel as though, you know what I mean? And I'm pretty much like you. You know what I mean? Menage a trois. I'm selfish. Don't really want to share nobody. You know what I mean? So I can understand what you're going to, but I feel as though if two persons, you know what I mean, you feel as though y'all sit down and y'all talk about a menage a trois, you know what I mean? But then what's the purpose of having a menage a trois if y'all going to put all these stipulations in it? I've been listening to y'all females for like about an hour. You know what I mean? And I'm not, it should be only one rule there, and it should, you know what I mean, you should practice safe sex. You know what I mean? Because I'm 42. You know what I mean? Back in my days, you know what I mean, I think the gentleman that was on first, you know what I mean, I'm really sexually active. You know what I mean? I had 14. I had my first encounter with sex when I was 14. Actually, it was I was 14, but you couldn't. She was 36 at the time, and I was 14.
Wow.
And God rest her soul. You know what I mean? I don't. Back then, the way they stipulated now, you know what I mean? Like it's child molestation. She was a child molester. I didn't look at it at that one. You know what I mean? Actually, I think of today. because she taught me everything that I needed to know. You know what I mean? Back then, I was 14. My head, you know what I mean? Your head was junk, but she taught me a lot of things. How to please a woman, how to satisfy a woman, and the whole nine. And what I'm saying to you, if you're going to put a lot of stipulations, then why have a menage a trois? So a menage a trois is supposed to be something that's open. You know what I mean? To explore your sexual fantasies. You know what I mean? The first thing, the first thought in your head is a fantasy. You know what I mean? Even that, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter what age you're in. You know what I mean? Everybody always had a fantasy. I mean, I remember me sitting on a couch, you know what I mean, and my little, you know what I mean, we didn't have boxes then, we had to put the balloons, you know what I mean, and then you wait till Friday at the dark, you had HBO, you had Cinemax, and you had all the little bunnies, so the thoughts came to your head, you know what I mean, it was just imagination, okay, you know what I mean, two women, and at the same token, yeah, it's fun, but when you're in a relationship, honestly, when you're in a relationship, it's not cool. You know what I mean? It's not cool to, you know what I mean, either parties. Because it's going
right. This is why I was speaking of there should be rules, because they do have menage a trois. Married couples have menage a trois. People in relationships have menage a trois. And there should be rules in those particular settings, because it can mess up a marriage. It can mess up a relationship. So if you're going to participate in that, you need to lay some rules down, especially if you're
but
married
people need to also
in
realize
a relationship.
That people need to also realize that menage a trois and swinging is two different things. First of all, when you're swinging, even though that's the same thing as menage a trois, but it's really not, swinging is more of an open relationship. And there are rules with that. There's rules that come with swingers that you're not committed. There are rules. In swinging, menage a trois is you're right. There's really not supposed to be any rules. It's supposed to be let's have fun, let's party, let's get it, and everybody go home. Basically, that's the way it's supposed to do. The menage a trois, people need to realize it is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be an open experience between the three people that's in it, whether it's three men, whether it's three women, whether a man and woman, whatever. It's supposed to be those three people.
But you know what I feel? I feel it.
You got cut off.
Still
yeah, I'm
hello?
Still here. Danny got cut off.
What I feel is, though, you know what I mean? Because I hear what you're saying. You said married people still have them kind of fantasies, menage a trois, and fantasies. And my thing is that, you know what I mean? My thing is that, you know what I mean? Because I'm a little bit old fashioned. You know what I mean? If you are a married couple, you know what I mean? Which means that you got married, you took oath. You know what I mean? Underneath the guard. You know what I mean? When you're ready to settle down, then you should get married if you're still thinking about menage a trois. You know what I mean? Because when you get married, you come underneath vows. It's about me and my soulmate. It's nothing else. You know what I mean? It's nothing. No other fantasy should come in my head besides having, you know what I mean, or having another soulmate to have sex. You know what I mean? I feel as though if you feel as though you get married and it's a lack of, you know, most people have menage a trois is because the sex at home is not great. It's something is lacking there. You know what I mean? If you got that woman that you are already married that you're willing to commit, you know what I mean, to death do us part, and if she lacking in certain areas, if she's not that freaky one like you used to, then you should be able to talk to your soulmate and tell her what the things that please you. You know what I mean? I can see, like, if you're not committed, because we have the menage a trois. You know what I mean? Some people are a little bit freaky. You know what I mean? But if you're not ready to settle down with that one person, you know what I mean, because you become one when you get married. You know what I mean? It's
That's
not about
true.
Nobody else. You know what I mean? You're supposed to do that all that before you even tie. You know what I mean? Even before you tie your knots. So once you get tied your knots, then all your other fantasies are supposed to be out your head. You know what I mean? That's not the maturity. You know what I mean? And a lot of people, and I understand what you're saying. A lot of people do have these fantasies in a married couple. But in all reality, the truth of the matter is that they should have never, I don't know what they got married for. And Mike Gass, you know what I mean? It was a special purpose of game, but really, you should have never got married. If you're still talking about, let's have, you know what I mean, let's sleep with this other man or you bring this other woman, you know what I mean, you should have never got married because I'm not ready to settle down. You know what I mean?
That's
you're
true.
Supposed to get all
that
up.
Is true, but you still have these married couples who participate. They're even, some of them are even swingers or participate in menage a trois. They still are doing these things regardless of their marriage, and they call them open marriages. So you can be with this one, I can be with that one. You do this, I can do that. But they're still married. People are not honoring the sanctity of marriage like they used to. We have another caller on the line. Bring this caller in. 267-755, are you there?
Yes, it's me. It's Danny. I'm sorry.
Oh,
my phone.
You got,
so it's me,
you got disconnected. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I was listening. Go ahead.
Yeah,
but, you know, like, you know, them vows is not there anymore. Like, I mean, what I grew up on, I still value that. I might not be ready to value that, but I still believe in what God made marriage to be for, you know, like Adam and Eve. I still believe that, regardless if I'm bisexual or believe whatever. I'm just in my moment having fun, as just speaking for me as of right now. I'm not going to say that 6 months from now I'm not going to change or anything, but I just think that people take something, I don't know, it's just so weird. It's weird. Like, marriage is not what it was back in the day when I was growing up and looking at my grandma and my mom and my aunts and my uncles and
right.
some of them
right.
now. It's not totally not that right now. My little cousins and them that's coming up, my sister, it's like crazy. Like, there's so much out there that's so twisted and turned. And I really do. I feel bad for some of these churches, some of these ministers. I really do feel bad trying to teach, still trying to teach God's word. And I'm glad and I'm grateful that, you know, my family are still blessed to still do that and they still follow the Bible. And anybody else that goes to church and they still follow that, and I'm so glad people that. But it's got to be hard. Where now, you know, every day you turn on the news, some kind of new rule, a new drug, a new sex position, and it's a new rule.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
Right. I
is.
Actually saw on, I think it's media.takeout or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was
media
a pastor.
Takeout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did I say?
Media
Takeout.
Called?
Oh,
media
Takeout.
Yeah.
Okay, this minister, his wife, and one of the church members were all engaging in a menage a trois.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it just goes to show that marriage isn't what it used to be. And even the ones who are preaching these things are doing them. So where does that leave the sanctity of marriage? Where does that leave
right.
the sanctity of true relationship? People are still going to do these things. So my thing is, you know, it should be rules because, number one, if you are still in a marriage, you want your marriage to stay that way. You need to let somebody know the things that they can and they cannot do to your partner, because if they do it better than you, your partner's going to be out of there.
You're right.
So that's the only reason why I was saying it, as far as, like, now somebody who just out for a night of fun and, you know, there's no commitments going on and, you know, you get together with your friend or somebody you met, you know, and
right.
you all want to get together and have menage a trois, that's all well and good because you can go your way, the person go their way, and everything's
right,
good.
Right, right, right.
But you bring somebody home for your husband on his birthday, you need to set some rules down.
Definitely.
Yeah, so that's all I was saying about that.
No, I mean, I still beg to differ on that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Right, right. Well,
step.
You know, that's you know, you
yeah,
have
I mean,
that
I
right.
I still beg to differ. You know what I mean? If you're going to
mm-hmm.
put rules, you know what I mean? Because when you talk about that, it shouldn't be no rules. The only rules should be is a straight condom. And a lot of, like you said, you know what I mean? And I hear about it, you know what I mean, as far as the pastors, the church people, you know what I mean? You act one way, and then, by, you know what I mean, as soon as you come out of church Sunday, you know what I mean, it's a whole joke. Matter of fact, you ain't got to wait for Sunday. Since soon Thursday night comes, you're getting your freak on, you know what I mean? You ain't thinking about, you know what I mean? You ain't thinking about, the man of above, and then when you get to church Sunday. But my thing is, and what I learned that is just because you might have a grown man body, you know what I mean? But a lot of people don't have that mentality. You could be a grown man still stuck with a child mentality in their body. Just mm-hmm. because you're of an age doesn't mean you're grown. And
right.
I look
That's
at this
true.
Generation, and I look at half of this generation that came up. See, when I came up, it was morals, values, and principles. You know what I mean? I got four brothers and one sister, and I watched how my mom raised my sister. She taught her, you know, back in those old days, that was your temple down there. You know what I mean? It's easy for a man because they already label us as dogs anyway. You know what I mean? See, I can have sex with you and somebody else, but I would get a pat on the back. But if a woman do it, you know what I mean, she would be called a slut, a whore, a dog. So I can understand what my man says. See, we think with our heads, and you know what I mean, the head that's on the bottom said the head that's on the top. So, but this generation right there, a lot of these people ain't got the guidance, you know what I mean? Like Danny was saying, you know what I mean, the young generation is off the hook. That's because they ain't got nobody to teach them. You know what I mean? They ain't got nobody to teach them no more. No, I mean, nobody to sit down. Remember, whatever happened to the, when I was coming up, I don't think they do it in school no more. They used to have sex education class. You know what I mean? We had PE, then we had sex education class. But nowadays, it's just, okay, you go out and you fend for yourself. This is what it is. You know what I mean? A lot of people want to smoke weed, you know what I mean, and do what it is. But I just feel as though there shouldn't be, you know what I mean, it's only one rule. You know what I mean? If I have a menage twice, best believe it wouldn't be, you know what I mean? Best believe I ain't going to be intimate. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be in a relationship. I'd be open. You know what I mean? Because it is what it is. You do you, you know what I mean? I do you, and that's it. You know what I mean? I don't want to go into having a menage twice, and I got to put all these stipulations. You know what I mean? Oh, you don't do this, you do that, you know what I mean? Because I'm going to go off. You know what I mean? I like to get my freak on, yard out.
Right, and that's why I could never participate in a menage a trois, because number one, there'd be so many stipulations to what's the point. But like I also mentioned, if you're married or whatever, there should be some, because I think that from people that I've talked to that were married, and this is where I got it from. The reason why they're still married and still happy is because they set rules.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I know the only people
the only
married people that I know that have participated in things of that nature that remain together after the fact, whether it was however long, were people who did it with people that they did not know. And that they did not have a connection with. Because I think you can walk away from it like one night stand. And because you don't know that person, you don't have none of that other stuff come in. There's always going to be other stuff. And I really don't think, I personally don't think how many rules you set. I don't care how you set that up. When it comes to piggybacking off of what Danny said, you don't do it with somebody that you know, because there's going to always be something that's going to muddy that water, no matter how careful you are and no matter how many rules you set. But everybody that I know, and I know quite a few couples that have done it, and all of them end up having sexual issues that ended up ending their marriage. And the only ones that I know that didn't were the ones who did it with people that they didn't know. And usually they did it when they went away on vacation somewhere out of state or somewhere, you know. And they were, like I said, people that they didn't know that they engaged with.
Well, that's a good point, too, because getting back to what happened to Danny, it just goes to show that you can't bring your friends into it. Because I also know of people who had menage a trois with their girlfriends, and now they're no longer speaking, and
exactly.
Either their boyfriend had left them for that girlfriend. You know, it's always something going on. So it's always best to be with someone that when you do engage in it is to be with someone who you don't know. Like you said, go on a vacation or have someone that you may who's been to menage a trois, because sometimes they have different sites where you can find someone who's into those type of things. They have all kind of sites on the internet, you know, so I'm quite sure you can go on and find someone who's interested in having a menage a trois. Like you said, it's almost as if it's a one-night stand for somebody or the three of you. You see what I'm saying? So that's the number one rule, is not to have it with somebody that you know.
I know somebody who did it recently. I know somebody who did it recently, and now she's upset because she found out that boyfriend, husband, whatever he is to her. I don't think they're married. But he started seeing the woman on the side without her knowledge. But y'all were next door neighbors. I mean, and
they were next door neighbors.
Yeah, they did. They got. Mm-hmm. They did. They had a menage a trois with their next door neighbor, and then the male started seeing her afterwards because she turned him on, I guess, more than his mate did.
Okay. Yeah, it's like playing Russian roulette. So
and personally, marriage was interjected, this was interjected. That's part of my personal feelings in regard to that. It is like playing Russian roulette. Okay. And since I'm not into the sharing game anyway, that's something that I would never. That's my personal rule. I would never get involved because I'm not built that way. But then again, you have to know yourself. Now, unfortunately, even with the one that Danny talked about, that may have been the case that that woman didn't know. She didn't know herself. She didn't know how far to go. She may have been doing what she was doing more because of him, which really didn't make no sense because he wasn't that much of a participant, which could go along with him being more of a voyeur type and wanting to see her and see how far she would go with another woman, you know, and things like that. But I think that if you talk about statuses and things such as that, I don't think married couples should involve themselves in things like that. Namely because, the vows and this, that, and the other, that's etched in stone, which people just totally disrespect nowadays anyway. But even on that broader note, it's because you've invited that quote-unquote up entity into your middle, and so your middle is no longer that middle because it's now open. But that's not even here nor there. But I know like I said, the ones that I know who have done it and done it successfully, they did it like people do one-night stands. They do it with people that they don't know. They've never did it with the same person twice. They've never had seen that person again it's like that. And that's probably what kept them successful, and not because they didn't probably know how to find that other person.
I understand you have, the married couples. I can understand that. If this is your fantasy, you want to fulfill your fantasy, and you do it one time, And normally when you have menage, it always come out of curiosity, That's when you got curiosity.
I have another call on the line. Hold your thought for a second, hon. 402, are you there?
I am here.
Hi.
Hello.
You have a question or a comment? How you doing this evening?
I'm all right. I'm okay.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, my comment is, it's for some people, and there are people out here it's just not for. Okay? Because
that is true.
I've had opportunity to do it once before with one of my girlfriends. It wasn't a it never happened because she just wasn't, I believe she wasn't mentally prepared to handle that type of situation. And that just turned me off, okay? Because I could see what the problem is. You know, I read good and I read the bad about it. I've heard of good situations, I've heard of bad situations. One of my barbers, a long time ago, he and his wife were involved in it. They were going to swinger clubs. They found some chick, brought her home. Next thing you know, she stole his wife.
Wow.
And he's pissed off about it because she's totally become a lesbian. And they have kids. And he is upset about the fact that she's exposing how that is in that relationship. He says, but you know what, I'm part to blame in it because I was the one introducing this stuff into our marriage, man. So I was like, well, at least you take some blame for it. So, I mean, I've read bad, you know, I've read an instance like that before, you know. Like, for one story I have read about this brother who, he wasn't really interested in it, but his woman was. Okay, and she just wanted to do it so bad. And he was like, all right. So they went ahead and did it. You know, he started to enjoy it. But he said it got to the point where this badass chick they brought home and was involved with was slowly trying to kick him out the bed.
Mm.
Okay, so it was starting to get ugly. So, you know, they had to go to counseling to get all that, you know, stop all that and everything. I was like, wow. It's like I said, it's for some people, and it's for people out here, it's just not for, you know, I still don't understand how you could be married and involved in all that.
Well, there are married couples that are involved. But you said you was involved.
They're most of the people that do it, to be honest with you. The ones that continue to carry on and have multiple sexual partners are married folks, because that's part of being a swinger. So, and a lot of swingers are married. You know, some of the rules are you have to be married. And some swinging clubs that will allow you to come in if you are committed in a committed relationship, like girlfriend and boyfriend. But to be honest with you, swinging is for married people only. So, I mean, I think it's more of a married people, more freaks than anybody, I think.
Uh-huh. Now, you said that you and your girlfriend was involved in a menage a trois and you found out that she wasn't into it. Was that with a friend or a stranger?
Who was that? No. I said that's something we wanted to do, but I didn't want to go through with it. It never happened. I didn't want to go through with it because Ms.
Oh,
Ms.
okay.
Was,
I thought you said y'all did.
No. It didn't go that far. So I shut that down because she just wasn't mentally prepared for all of that. She just wasn't ready for something like that. And I don't want that problem. I want it because I know what the problem would be. And then I got to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. I mean, you got to really, really have somebody that's really down to just open up like that and be comfortable mm-hmm. with themselves and be comfortable with their body and can mentally understand that is, if you're going to do something like that, that's just sex. That's all it is. It's not, I'm not here to get involved with another woman. You're not here to get involved with another man. You know, you know what I mean? Start up another relationship. This is just, we just get off, and that's it. You go home and everything. Wow, who's in the background? Moving around.
I don't know. Somebody's doing something in the background. Yeah. But I just, you know, believe that like Danny has said, the swingers are geared for married couples and, you know, a lot of things go on in those swinging clubs. I once knew a guy who he practically lived in them, and he would tell me all kind of things that was going on up in there. And he invited me to one. So I said, well, if I go, what do I have to do? He said, well, basically you don't have to do anything because they let you come in and you can be an observant. You know, you can just come in and walk around and see this and see that. But I was just like a chicken because I didn't.
Yeah, you all
you
got
know,
a real
I
big
didn't.
One there, Gail.
Huh?
You all got a real big one there, a real popular one there.
In D.C.?
Yep.
Is it the Crucial?
No, it's I think you got to begin with a T. I can look it up because they even this group that I'm in on Facebook, they did a night there. It'll come to me in a moment. But you all have a, or is it in Baltimore? Maybe it's in Baltimore. Maybe it's in Maryland, the Maryland part. But you all have a popular one there that. Even like they do a lot of hosting. It's very big. But see, as far as the swinging, usually outside of the club, you usually find those in like certain like neighborhoods. And you're absolutely correct. They usually do only involve married couples. And they usually only let people in, but both have to participate. They don't, swingers don't, outside of those clubs, those groups that do it like that, they don't let people in that don't participate.
Right. That's true.
Well, it's a club in D.C. that's called the Crucial. That's the club that he was talking about. I don't know if it's still in existence or not, but it was a club in D.C., and he had invited me in, and I just, because he said, and this is when I was working at the hospital, he said, there'd be doctors in there and nurses, and I could not see me up in there and see one of those doctors at the hospital and go to work the next day.
Well, I mean,
they give you a whole physical, you know, and you be like, wait a minute, can't you? Wait, you stick that in my ear. What did that man that I seen last night? You was, that girl spread open.
Girl, we done got my appointment.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing about it. I mean, they got so many different, I mean, all the cities, even here, they got like four or five here. Dallas, they have like four or five. Yeah, I mean, it's out here. It's every and everywhere.
It's definitely out
everywhere.
There. You're right about that.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Definitely
so,
right. It's definitely out there.
And then they, someone tell me that they had, well, this, not so much the swingers, but they even had, where this guy had like a menu of men. And professional women would pay to meet up with these men for an hour, hour and a half, and go about their business.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's, the stuff is out there. Yeah, I know. I'm shocked that sisters wouldn't even do that. But, you know, it's just out there.
Yes, sex is very prevalent. It's something that we all need and we all had and going to continue to do. So, you know, it's just so many things that's being done with it.
Oh,
you know, you have the menage a trois, you have the BDSM, just everything. Everything imaginable. Pornographic, just everything, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I was on the internet today reading about this guy who had raped a duck.
Oh. Good Lord.
Yeah.
A full-grown man.
Yeah.
Oh, a duck? Like an animal?
That was not nice.
A duck. They
that
said
was,
the
honey,
duck was bleeding and walking funny.
Honey.
Yeah.
Well, they said on the nurse, they said somebody... Red, I think it was like a couple of days ago, I heard it on our radio out here in Pennsylvania on Power 99, a lady gave birth to a horse.
I saw that on the internet.
What?
That can't
be real.
A
lady gave birth to a horse. I mean, of course, the species, it was a horse, and it died.
Yeah, I saw that.
A lady gave birth to a horse. Like, I don't want to get into it. I didn't even read more about it. I didn't listen more to it because it just hurt me off because I had to go to work, and that just made me want to throw up.
I read that, but I never. That is crazy.
All into my breakfast.
I mean, I know eggs are eggs and sperms are sperms, but I have a hard time thinking a horse can fertilize egg in a woman.
No, I doubt if it can. That's why
exactly.
A human egg can only fertilize a human egg, and animals can fertilize animal eggs. That's ridiculous.
I don't think that all that cross. I believe in crossbreeding, but when it comes to animals, and that's fun. That's interesting. Wow.
Y'all did hear about that? There was a farm in the West Coast.
Yeah, two or three years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were letting people come in and have sex with animals. Over
exactly.
In the West Coast.
Yeah,
no, West
I saw
Coast.
That too.
Exactly.
That guy breeds animals for that.
Yes.
That is.
And how they found
crazy.
Out is because the man had got stuck because he was
exactly
having letting the horse penetrate him, and that's how they found out. It's like wow. Whatever the thing that people need to get off is just. I mean, you can't just watch.
Yeah.
Jasmine Cashmere and get off. I mean, my God, you need an animal. God.
Well, they say bestiality is a really, really, really big thing. It's like, really?
That's sickening.
It is sickening. You know?
Yeah. Well, we're getting ready to close the show down. Does anybody have any closing remarks? Any announcements or anything they'd like to say before I say what I got to say?
Just make sure whoever you're with is down with it, understands how it all goes down and they're comfortable with it. You know, be honest about it. That's all I say. If you're not down with it, just tell them. You know, tell them you're not it, walk away.
That's true. Rhea, do you have any last closing remarks?
No, I strongly feel that what you do, make sure you do it because you want to and not just because you want to please your partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's the beginning of the end anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask this quick question. What do you think about if a girl wants to give her boyfriend a menage a trois?
I mean, if he wants that and she wants to give that both of them want that. But there's a lot, and it tends to be, well, in this day and age you can't tell because all lines are blurred and everything now. But at one point, that was a fantasy of men,
mm-hmm.
and you had women
right.
who did it because they man wanted them to do it, but they didn't really want to do it. They
mm-hmm.
didn't. And then like, they end up having problems. That's what I was referring to. But if both of them want it, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Danny?
Like I say, every show, wrap it up. Make sure you get the right size because everybody ain't Victor. Everybody ain't Magnum. Get your right size, please. Get your right size. Like I said, we always promote safe sex. So, you know, that's just my biggest thing. And again, like I said earlier, doing for the topic, my biggest thing is never to do it with a friend. That's the lesson that I learned. And again, it didn't work. It didn't work for me. But if it works for you and y'all come up with rules and everything, everybody is okay, go for it. But for me, it didn't work for me, and I learned my lesson. So my biggest thing, I'd rather do it with a bunch of strangers where it's supposed to be done and enjoy and rock out and be safe with it. That's all I'm saying.
Right. And I want to add to that, anybody who has a menage a trois, you know, do the right thing. Like Danny said, make sure you're safely protected, have fun, and try not to do it with your girlfriends. You know, I know you may love your girlfriend dearly and think the world of her and think she'll be down for you, but it may come to a point in time when it gets to that. She's going to take a left turn. So to keep your friendship going, and if you want to continue to keep your friend, you know, do it with a stranger. Go on a vacation. Go to hedonism. Go somewhere and, you know, just for a night of fun. Like Rhea said, you can participate in a menage a trois, a one-night stand. Myself, I can't do it because I'm selfish. I'm just too selfish. Sorry. But that's just me because, like I said, if I was to do it, I had so many rules, it would be no point, you know. And I'm not saying that when you have a menage a trois, you have to have all those rules, but it may be something that, you know, especially I'm only saying that as far as, like, to to the married couples who want to keep their relationship going, and to the people who are in committed relationships, quote unquote. If you want to have a menage a trois, you feel that your man kisses this woman better than you, maybe you ought to say, I don't want you kissing. You know, I don't want you orally pleasing her. You know, those are things that may should come into play if you want to keep your man, because it's just been so many horror stories of men leaving their woman because the other woman was better. You know, so that's my closing remark. And next Wednesday's topic is masturbation. I was on a show the other night, and I heard someone saying masturbation should be taught to children at a young age. I totally disagree. And next week you'll find out why. So next week's show on the 26th, we're going to be discussing masturbation. So get your questions, your comments, and everything together, and come back next Wednesday, 10:30 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. And that Friday is going to be my musical show, and I think that it's going to be happy hour, because I did slow jams the last time. And I hope you guys know that my Friday show has been cut to two shows a month. That's the first Friday in the month and the last Friday in the month. The first Friday in the month, we're having open topics, or we either have a guest on the show. And if you want to be a guest on Delicious Talk, drop me an email or inbox me. You can email me at gjdelicious37@gmail.com, or you can inbox me on Blog Talk Radio. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com, Gail Delicious Johnson. I have a fan page over there, which is JJ Publishing. I am a publisher and an author. And I'm a little tired, too. So, like I said, my day was really long. And after I get off the phone, I may go to bed shortly after that. But hope everybody has a beautiful evening, because the fall is setting in. We're finally getting some relief from all that heat. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's just was so beautiful here today.
And people were complaining about, oh, it's so cold, it's so cold. And I'm walking out there and just smiling. It's like, yes.
Cold wind today?
Yeah. Well,
oh,
see, we
no,
were in the.
Was,
we started off this morning, and it ranging from anywhere from the, like, 32 to about 47.
Wow.
Yeah. We
well,
got down real low.
Mm-hmm. I think it here was like in the 50s.
Now we did
50s,
move up.
But it ended up being like in the 70s, and it was no humidity nowhere. It was just so beautiful, you know. And I'm saying I wish it could be like that all year round, just like it was today. I can really deal with that, but oh my goodness, this summer was hell. You hear me? It was pure hell, and I hope we have a winter this year, because last year we did not even have a winter. So, thanks, guys, Rhea and Danny. Thank you, callers, calling in, participating. Like I said, I always encourage participating in our topics. Thanks for the guys who are in the chat room. Everybody have a nice Wednesday. See you guys Friday.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay. And next week's show, masturbation. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
He was a bad freak. Was this woman? I plead him, I need him to the steel. When I was his mistress, ooh, ooh, I gave him cheap thrill. When I was his princess, silk and satin and lace I'd wear for him. He was a big freak.
Flim, flim, floozy fantasy.
say all kinds of dirty things. When I was with my mother, I'd hold him like a baby in my arms. Say all kinds of dirty things. He was a big freak. Flim, flam, flizzy, fantasy. He was a big freak. Kept his mind entertained all the time. I get him up with my turquoise chain. I used to whip him. I used to beat him. Lawn, he used to dig it. Yeah, he used to really dig it. He was a big freak. Pain was his middle name. He was a big freak. He used to laugh when I'd make him cry. He was a big freak. A big freak, yes he was.
Everybody.